Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.
Shoppers and masks. Those are the two stories really dominating the papers here at home this morning. Shoppers told to wear homemade face masks is the lead story in the front of the Irish Independent this morning. But it's not just the shoppers. It's the commuters also. The paper tells us that commuters and shoppers will be advised to wear homemade face masks under this new advice that's going to be issued by health chiefs. And the government will this week tell the public to wear the homemade face coverings on public transport and in the supermarkets as they begin the process of easing the COVID-19 restrictions. People are going to be urged to make their own face covering rather than use medical masks, which could be used by healthcare workers, of course, fighting the virus on the front line. But it won't be mandatory to cover your face while in public, and no new laws are going to be introduced to ensure that people comply with this advice. But the Irish Independent reporting that this morning, and an information campaign will also be launched outlining to the public how to properly wear a face covering and to remind people that they only offer a certain amount of protection against the coronavirus. We want to know, how do you feel about that this morning? It won't be mandatory. You'll just be advised to wear one. Will you wear one? Are you maybe wearing a mask already? You can let us know your view on that on 53106 at a cost of 30 cent. I've been wearing a sort of a high-rise neck scarf kind of a thing that I have for running over the last couple of weeks, and also in taxis as well, but I wouldn't be opposed to wearing one, especially on public transport. You can let us know your view on that too this morning. The Irish Times tells us today that some 1,500 retailers are gearing up to reopen from next week. This is the shoppers. The retailers are going to reopen their doors, well, due to reopen their doors from next Monday. This is, of course, as the state moves to try to issue phase one of the roadmap plan. And according to figures from a retail lobby group, the cost of reopening will run anywhere from about 3 million to 7.5 million for the sector to protect its staff and customers against COVID-19. That's according to David Fitzsimons, who's the chief executive of the lobby group Retail Excellence. Expenses, things that they're going to have to pay for, like the installation of the Perspex screens, developing signage, and also implementing policies to ensure that there is social distancing in the shops when they do reopen, because under the government's the roadmap to reopening the economy, retail outlets that are primarily outdoors, things like your garden centres, your hardware centres, your farmers markets, they're due to reopen from Monday. And the Irish Times also reporting additionally homeware stores, opticians, motor and bicycle repair outlets, office product stores, electrical, IT and phone sales and repair stores also can reopen. There's more on that story inside the Irish Times this morning, but certainly the cost of all of this isn't to be underestimated, and it is going to put huge strain on businesses, in particular small businesses as well. This follows on from the comments, you may have heard it at the start of the show this morning in our news bulletin, from the Chief Medical Officer Tony Houlihan, who said yesterday that there are encouraging signs that the country will be in a position to start easing the lockdown next week. That, of course, would be good news. Is there anything in particular that you're looking forward to seeing reopening? You can let us know on your view on that story too on Twitter this morning as well. Lots of talk yesterday as well, of course, about travel and even holidays. But the Daily Mail's headline this morning, do not plan a holiday abroad. This is, of course, Tony Houlihan, who dashed hopes of foreign holidays last night happening this year. He said it was unlikely the restrictions on non-essential travel would be lifted in July. That's the story dominating the Daily Mail this morning. The other story really across the papers too today is again testing and the time that it's taking to get the test results back. The Irish Times leads this morning with tech issues slow down COVID-19 test and trace programme. The country's testing and tracing system for COVID-19 has been slowed by a range of technical issues, including data entry errors, the lack of automation and systems that cannot interact with each other. These issues, including the absence of unique patient identifiers and a system for laboratory information management, have pushed the timeframe for testing and tracing beyond expert recommendations. And according to the Irish Times, the health chiefs last night also defended progress but promised improvements. There's no single fundamental issue, said Killian de Gascoigne, who's the chair of the Coronavirus Expert Advisory Group. And there's more on that story front page and also inside the Irish Times too this morning. Interesting story as well inside the Irish Times this morning, page 4 of the paper. Scope for Gardaí to respectfully intervene at large funerals, says Traveller Advocate. The paper's social affairs correspondent Kitty Holland writing this morning that Gardaí must be more assertive at dispersing people when large numbers of mourners attend funerals. This is according to a leading Traveller Advocate. The co-director of Pathé Point, Martin Collins, said that large funerals would continue despite the HSE rules that they shouldn't happen during the pandemic, as he said that they had huge cultural and emotional significance for travellers. The funerals, it follows funerals in parts of the country which have drawn sharp criticism as each attracted more than 150 mourners. But the Traveller Group Pathé Point pointed out that traveller family groups tend to be much larger than the average ones. More on that story, page 4 of the Irish Times this morning. The other story inside the Irish Times that caught my eye this morning, Garda to deploy recruits after 1 week. Conor Gallagher writing this morning that the Garda has transformed its training programme in light of course, the current crisis to allow the deployment of recruits to Garda stations after just 1 week in the Garda College in Templemoor. And the changes mean that the recruits will undertake most of their education from their homes on an e-learning platform before beginning and gaining practical experience in frontline policing. That story, page 4 of the Irish Times this morning. The lead story in the front of the Irish Examiner today, women will be the collateral damage of the crisis. Women in the workforce will be the collateral damage of the COVID-19 crisis, with new mums among the hardest hit. This is the warning from an employment law specialist and solicitor, Richard Grogan. His practice has seen a huge increase in calls from women on maternity leave who are not being taken back at work due to the COVID-19 virus crisis. That story and also analysis inside the Irish Examiner today. To some of the other stories though, the non-COVID stories that you'll be talking about this morning inside the Irish Times too today and other papers. The Transport Union, the NBRU, they're calling for the Dublin Metro and Bus Connects project to be scrapped. The NBRU has made the proposal in a letter to the main political parties, including the Taoiseach. It says that due to COVID-19, the multi-billion euro projects should be replaced by lower cost plans. And the trade union also wants staggered opening times for schools, colleges and workplaces to allow for social distancing on public transport. Also the other story too today, the government formation talks, they're continuing. The Irish Times tells us that the potential 30 billion euro state deficit is going to be now a key feature in the coalition talks. That story front page of the Irish Times too this morning. Also the climate body opposing plans to make it set targets over emissions. This story inside the Irish Independent this morning, and it's reporting that the Climate Action Watchdog is opposing government plans to delegate to it the task of setting carbon budgets. It says the government must be responsible for telling the public, industry and other sectors how much they must reduce their carbon emissions. And in a letter to the Climate Action Minister Richard Bruton, the Climate Change Advisory Council says its job should be to advise on government proposed budgets. That story by Caroline O'Doherty, page 18 of the Irish Independent this morning. Also on the front page of the paper, RTE won't be able to show classic GAA games. Colm Key's writing that the state broadcaster has been locked out of the vast majority of GAA archive footage, despite it being the core of most TV coverage this summer. The national broadcaster is restricted to showing highlights of matches that have been played within the current broadcasting rights agreement. This has only been in place since 2017 and continues until the end of 2021. That story front page and also in the sports section of the Independent this morning. Also inside the paper too, one Garda made over €55,000 in overtime last year. A rank and file member received €55,000 in overtime payments, according to new figures released by the Gardaí in response to a Freedom of Information request. It shows three members of the force last year each received overtime payments of more than €50,000, and overtime was boosted last year by policing operations for the visits by the US President Donald Trump and also the Vice President Mike Pence. That story inside the Irish Independent. The Irish Examiner also, page 5 of the paper this morning, trust calls for wildlife crime unit after mass buzzard poisoning in Cork is the headline. Conservationists have called now for tough new laws and the creation of a wildlife crime unit following the mass poisoning of 22 buzzards, a protected bird species in West Cork, believed to be one of the single largest poisoning targeting birds of prey in Ireland. And it's been condemned by the Heritage Minister, Josepha Madigan. More on that story, page 5 of the Examiner today. Just to some of the other stories inside the papers and online too this morning. In the Irish Examiner, what do you make of this? There's calls for a rebel currency to get Cork back in business. Page 3 of the paper. The Green Party in Cork has asked the city officials there in Cork to consider introducing a local currency to help kickstart the economy when the COVID-19 lockdown comes to an end. The idea was put forward by Councillor Colette Finn at this week's City Council meeting, where several councillors tabled questions about what local supports will be available to traders and the businesses when they start to emerge from lockdown. And she suggested the introduction of a local currency similar to the Bristol Pound to encourage people to shop locally in Cork. You can let us know your view on that story too this morning. Just finally for the moment, inside the Daily Mail, why teenagers need a lie-in. The teenagers often get little sympathy from their parents when they're moaning about needing a lie-in and sleeping in bed. But now science may back up youngsters' insistence that they're not being lazy. This study found that adolescents who get a good night's sleep are more able to cope with everything that life throws at them without a hissy fit. But the research was based on teenagers in China, where schools start at 7 in the morning and they finish after 9:30 in the evening, and are described as being high-pressure environments. And scientists at the university studied nearly 1,300 teenagers with an average of 15.7 years for 2 years, and the results were adjusted to take into account their parents' wealth and the participants, their gender, age and their mental health. And the adolescents were asked to report on how many hours of sleep they got, as well as the quality. And they also regularly completed a resilience scale questionnaire, and the tests the subject's ability to cope with stressful events. More on that story, page 17 of the Daily Mail this morning. Those are the stories making the headlines this Wednesday morning.
Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.